Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss my milestone, 2 years of sobriety. Yo, I feel super good. I feel excellent, much better than after 1 year, where I was kind of unsure about, do I really feel better? Yes, I was feeling better than when I stopped drinking, but yeah, I was still having some doubts, this and that, but definitely I felt better. Now I feel awesome. So 2 years, I can finally say quit drinking has excellent effects, which I wouldn't trade for anything else in the world. I wouldn't start drinking ever, hopefully, fingers crossed. So from that point of view, I'm astonishing, I'm bewildering, I'm in an excellent state of mind. I think I'm super excited about my next year. Second thing, I'm still very angry on the world. I'm a radical thinker. I'm really well read. I read only non-fiction, mostly social sciences, and I'm super pissed about a lot of things in this world. Nonetheless, about the health industry being in a confused state of mind, with medical doctors still saying drinking is okay in most parts of the Western world, or the European and North American world at least, plus Australia, New Zealand, so let's say Western developed and emerging Europe world, still medical doctors saying drinking is okay. I mentioned it in my last video as well. American Medical Association still saying 2 drinks daily are recommended, which is a crazy thing to say from this point of view, which tells me only one or two things. These doctors are either themselves having this indulgent lifestyle, or they are simply sponsored by the alcohol industry. Either case, I'm really pissed off, because this world could be much better, but I don't want to preach anything. We know what happened in the prohibition era. It was definitely not good. Hopefully we will do it better next time. I really think still that in 10 years alcohol will be much less accepted as today, and we will see less bars. So guys, if you have plans to invest in a bar, don't do it. Restaurant selling alcohol, don't do it. I think this industry is decaying. We will see healthy lifestyle growing in most of the urban agglomerations in this emerging Europe and the Western world. The other ones, Asians and Middle East and Africans, hope some of them are not drinking, which is great. Some of them are still struggling, which is not great. Therefore, it's really urgent for this advanced plus emerging Europe world to make up their minds about what is healthy about our lifestyles and what is not. And alcohol and cigarettes and coffee is not. Third point, my clear thinking has become natural and is a reflex now. So my synapses, paths, and my neural networks are longer, wider now than 1 year ago. I can aggregate more data easier and zoom in and out on topic much faster than a year ago. So I think even doctors who research sobriety should research more this, because I don't think it's really emphasized enough. So the changes in my brain from year one of sobriety to year two of sobriety are awesome, astonishing, and tremendous improvement. And while the research on the sobriety effects, I remember, focused only on the 3 or first 6 months of changes in the brain. So I think this could be much more research because it's not really understood what sobriety means longer term to our thinking. Fourth, I told my friends that I stopped drinking, and my fear from the year one video was unfounded. My friends still love me, I still love them. We felt good partying with each other, me without drinking. I felt great, they felt great, hopefully. So yeah, my anxiety about what will my friends think about me getting sober was totally groundless. Five, sex life is mostly the same like a year ago. Not much has changed. Maybe small qualitative improvements from my side. I'm not sure how my wife thinks about this. I'll definitely ask her. I'm thinking to buy a vibrator for my wife to use it while we are having sex. Yeah, I think this part is getting better. My openness, trying new stuff. I'll definitely buy her some lingerie, some, sexy lingerie to try new things. So, yeah. Sixth, my heart is finally cured. I know the research says that 2 years your risk of developing coronary heart disease goes back to the levels before starting constant drinking. This means that my circulation also improved. My hands and my feet usually were super cold due to circulation problems. I feel I'm improving there as well now that my heart is also kind of cured. So health-wise, I also cured my ulcer. I'm taking care of my high acidity also, which caused some rosacea on my face, which is now 90% cured also. I still have some red on my nose, because of my boss, because of my job. But yeah, that's manageable now. Seven. My goals are clearer now than 1 year ago. I have internalized my goals much more than a year ago, and I'm working much more to realize my goals since a year ago. And we can't compare with when I was drinking because I had no goals there. So, eight. Do I still watch videos of other people quitting drinking? Yes, slightly less than 1 year ago, but I still have a lot of time to allocate to the community. I think this is really important to see other people's are going through the same things that I'm going through. Unfortunately, my home country, Romania, in Eastern Europe, I don't find so many videos still online about people doing it, which is a pity. That country still has huge problems with alcohol, like the whole Europe, I would say. But I hope this is going better and better. Thank you guys for watching. This was my year two. Other thoughts that I have, let's say that I didn't touch in my year one. And I would like to mention at 2 years, my self-confidence started to normalize. I don't know why, but when I was drinking, I had the. My self-confidence was really, really high, and that hurt my working relationships. At 1 year of sobriety, I improved a lot. I think now my communication skills are skyrocketing, so a bit better than at year one, much better than at year zero of sobriety. So my self-confidence now is normalized. I have big self-confidence. I'm thinking more about what could go wrong. I also had some rough year with my investments in tech, which didn't go great. So this gives me a lot of time to think if my goals, if my decisions are the best. So I'm much better now at deciding stuff than even 1 year ago. My wife feels it as well. We are great together right now. We don't want kids. Yeah, this is one thing that I realized in the last year, while I had this qualitative improvement of my decision making. I don't want kids. I'm still very far away from reaching any kind of stability with my, let's say, finances. I don't have a house. I don't have, mainly a house, which is super expensive. So I don't want anything to destroy my chances to have a great future financially. And in my opinion, a child would be a great burden on my independence. So this goes to the next topic, independence. I'm very independent. I will travel a lot in the next year. Next month, I'm going to Naples in South Italy. In the summer, I'll have my wedding and my bachelor party, and I'm planning to move abroad from Hungary to another country in the West. Let's see how that goes, because I have a great life in Budapest, so I won't risk losing any of my quality of life that I have right now. So I'll be very careful if I move more to the West or not. So I like my independence. I don't want children. I think traveling will improve my philosophy. I'm still reading, not as much as I was reading a couple of years ago when I quit drinking. So that's one of the things that stopped when I quit drinking. My quality of reading improved, so but my quantity decreased. What else? Sports. Yeah, in sports I'm much better now that I quit drinking. I see a lot of improvement in my muscle. However, I need to be really careful because I'm over 30 now. My body is not as when I was 15, so I feel that I need to be more careful with stretching before warming up, before effort. And in general, sports is much better now than 2 years ago, because of my clear thinking, also my sports effectiveness increased. Playing football, the European soccer, how American calls it. So I feel I'm much more productive now. I'm playing in defense. I've always wanted to play in defense, so I'm much more productive now in my sports. Yeah, that was all, guys. Let's keep in touch if you like this kind of analysis or sharing. Please subscribe, like, comment. Bye.